Every time Judy Garland holds a note, I feel like she's going to break into Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But it's this song this time.
Yeah.
Happy Easter Sunday to all of you out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. The game. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Easter to everybody in, are you ready for this? Panthersville.
Panthersville.
Y'all don't know about Panthersville?
Hey, know all about Panthersville.
Well, you know about Panthersville.
For the rest, a lot of people know about Panthersville.
Panthersville. It's unincorporated, a little area up there in DeKalb County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
South DeKalb County.
Yeah, good. See there? You got your correction now.
Well, here's the thing. In this
because
report.
Because you're right around the corner from the wood now. There's not right around the corner from the wood. Panthersville is close by.
I believe you. I'm just saying.
You know about that.
In the report. She knows about that. You know about that.
The Ellenwood person over here. You got to watch out.
The report left the South part out.
I know. I'm just putting it in there. I know. It's not your fault. I know.
Okay, good. Y'all snapping at me. It's Easter Sunday. You know? What else I need to know about that area? Sam usually gives me a restaurant or a little area to go to. You got some place that folks should check out in that area that you know of, South DeKalb?
It is one of two locations where you can watch South DeKalb County High School kids play football.
Yep. And run track.
Yes, and run track.
Okay.
And the track there is no telling who you might see on that track sometime training. It's
you mean like a 3-time Olympian, something like
maybe,
that?
Maybe somebody like that. You never know who's some current Olympians.
Really?
You don't know when you go out there. You know who you gonna walk up on.
Okay, well there you go, Panthersville.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Easter to you.
Yep.
On this Sunday morning, like I said, we're gonna talk about the championship game, the women's championship game, which tips off at 3:30 this afternoon. UCLA and South Carolina. You know, we left yesterday without giving our winners who we thought on the men's side. Now it's easy. We can pick one, but we didn't. Of the final four, we didn't choose Arizona, Michigan, or Illinois or UConn. Tim Scarborough did.
Yeah. Just mentioned the fact that Michigan had made it look easy and nothing changed really.
Did I do a good job of keeping my mouth shut about Michigan throughout this year so I wouldn't look like a homer? Because I've specifically kept my mouth shut about pushing this team and my thoughts on what they would be. Because as I was reminded yesterday at home, and I have to remind my lovely wife that she can't get in my head when it comes to her team, you know, because I have to talk to the masses out there who all didn't, you know, hang out in Ann Arbor.
Right.
But I knew that they were, but I knew that they were going to be special. But I, you know, I have to be professional, right? I'm like Joe Buck when he called national games. They all, you're still a Cardinals homer, things like that. Or Troy Aikman with the Cowboys. But now all bets are off.
The way they look, and like I said, throughout the competition, you're waiting for somebody to give them a real game. Arizona was their own worst enemy last night.
Yeah, they were.
Because in the first half, they went almost 4 minutes without scoring. I'm like, you cannot do that. You cannot have that happen in the tournament, period. But especially at this phase of the tournament, you can't go. But I think they went 325, 330 without scoring a point. And you just can't, against a team like Michigan, you cannot do that.
This was one of those times when you saw the difference between college and pro. Now, we've seen some comebacks this year during this tournament, obviously. But it is always, we're always reminded that these are, and I hate using that word kids, but they're not professionals yet.
When they're getting paid, though.
They are getting paid, and that's why I said I hate using kids.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between coming back, the mentality and inner fortitude to come back as a pro. You've gone through it so many times as opposed to going through it maybe for the first time as a college student.
Right.
And when these guys got down, and the coach even said yesterday, he said, we got punched in the face and had a hard time coming back. And then it was like overcompensating and doing this and that. And next thing you know, and then Michigan lost their top player too for a little bit. He goes down, but he comes back and just turns into Steph Curry and starts popping in threes. Right. So, it was just one of those games. But I'm still going to keep my mouth shut about it. Because, see, now if I pop off, I can put the jinx on them.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, you never know. No, and I'm a superstar. I tell you, this is a baseball thing. You start winning, you don't change your socks.
Yeah.
You know, you let your beard grow out. So I'm not saying nothing about who I believe will win tomorrow night. And because if I did and it didn't happen, I'd get blamed for it.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be on the floor. I'd be on sleeping in Jesse's bed. So, and then tonight was supposed to be a big night. I know we're getting into our stuff here.
Yeah.
But then he'd been back a minute and a half, and Verlander's now on the injured reserve list. This was the dude who was supposed to be the next. And I said, there's no way he's going to make it the next 300 and probably the last 300 winner in Major League Baseball. He was the closest. Scherzer ain't going to get there. Nobody else is going to get there. I think Verlander's 250 or close to that. But now he was supposed to pitch tonight there on Sunday Night Baseball. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
So we will see. Let's go on with these Braves out in Arizona right now. I don't have a problem with what's going on with them. As we said earlier, yeah, they lost the game, but pitchers kept them in it.
The starting pitching has been solid so far. And even in the loss last night, Bryce Elder gave you 7 innings. I mean, my goodness, everybody's giving you 6 to 7 innings a start. That is what you want from your starting, especially at the start of the season. Sometimes you have to work your way up. Your starters have to work your way up to that. Your bullpen has to go to work a little bit sooner. They've been able to do that and just, you know, work it. And so 7 innings goes Elder and scattered 4 hits, 2 runs, and they were unearned. And a walk, struck out 8. And, you know, in a normal circumstance, you probably winning. He's probably winning that game.
Right.
But last night, you know, the guy on the other side, a guy we know pretty well, Soroka, who's now with the D-backs.
I thought of you when he came. I saw him in a game last week with somebody else. But when he came in, I kept thinking about you and how you, when he first came back from the injuries, how you were so happy because he was going to be who he was and that was going to propel the Braves pitching staff to another level. And not so much.
No, but he ends up other places. He went 5 innings, scattered 4 hits, and had the 1 earned run, struck out 3. A nice effort against his former team. But, you know, you want to see that. The setbacks that he had, you wanted to see him pull it together here in Atlanta. But I'm glad to see he's out there pitching. And so it had to be special last night going up against the Braves.
So they got 4:10 first pitch today out in Arizona, and they leave there, and they take maybe an hour and a half little drive. Do you think that they would bus it from there, or they just jump on a little mini flight?
No, they're going
to jump on a little flight.
They got a charter. They got a charter waiting on them.
Phoenix to the Los Angeles. You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I have not done any sort of research to find out, and he better still be with us because I'll really feel bad, but as we get ready to take on the Angels, I think of Ron Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's whose staff is he on? He's on the coaching staff.
He is on the coaching staff, so his health is better.
Yeah, well, I think it has allowed him to do that much.
Okay, well, they go and they take on. And listen, long as they don't hit the ball to right field, the Braves when they take on the Angels, it'll be okay. If you've not seen the replay from the Angels game last night, they were taking on Seattle, and something happened that has never happened before. Last year, in the entire season in 2025, there were two guys. Fernando Tatis was one, and Jacob Young was the other, plays for the Nationals. They brought back 4 home runs. Reached over, brought them back. We see Tatis do that a bunch. But last night, and that was for the entire 2025 season. Last night, this dude did it 3 times in 1 game. Brought 3 home runs back.
Incredible play.
And the crazy part about it is, Angels only scored 1 run. So each one of those would have given, you know, Seattle, they would have won the game had he not done that. But the Angels only scored 1 run, and he made it count. So if you have any chance, Joe Adell, go check out the replay.
He's the right fielder with the Angels. And I had a chance to meet him when the Angels came through here last season to play. And so it was cool to get to see him make those plays. The guy in center field, 0-for-4 last night, he started the season batting 207.
Why you say it like that, the guy out in center field? That's your boy.
Why you making my boy?
You know.
Nobody's talking about him.
Well, you are now.
I ain't said his name.
I know you haven't, but I know who you're talking about, and that's your boy. We had his daddy on here.
No.
Who are you talking about?
About Trout.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mike, Money Mike.
No, we're talking about center field for the Angels.
You didn't say the Angels.
Okay, no, with the guys next to them.
You can't do half sentences.
Well, you were talking to you moved from the Braves to the Angels, and I moved to the Angels with you. The center fielder went 0-for-4 last night. Okay. He's betting 207. Mike Harris.
You mean that Hall of Famer?
Mike Harris is ripping the cup off.
That's why I was about to get on you. That's why I was about to get on. That's what I thought he was talking about.
No, man.
Go ahead. Anyway,
207. Mike Trout 0-for-4. 207. I'm just.
He's back. He's healthy. And
where is he? I mean,
the Mike Trout we know, he gone. Unless they can protect him or he gets traded, he's got to end up someplace else. by All-Star break or shortly thereafter. Do him right. It's like what's going on between Milwaukee and Giannis.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We need to get into that.
Mike Trout needs to get someplace and give him an eye. He doesn't, I won't say
he's
deserves.
He's playing in the number two market. He's playing in the number two market.
Dude, he's been in the number two market as a career, and they haven't, how many times they've been in the playoffs? Pardon?
He should have been left.
Yeah, exactly. But they gave him all the money in the world, and then the thought was, oh, we finally have this player, and boy, did they get a generational player. They got the unicorn. They got Ohtani there. Mm-hmm. And how did that, for whatever reason, that didn't work out.
And you should have been out the door with Ohtani. You should have gone.
Stan Kasten didn't call him and offer him a bunch of money.
Well, I didn't say go there. I'm just saying get out, period. Like they've been trying to make Mike Trout like the face of baseball for so long.
But you
can't do it in Anaheim. Nobody's that interested in what's going on in Anaheim. Nobody's been that interested since Angels in the Outfield in 1997.
Whoa.
So, and they had different uniforms then. Yikes. So I was like, this guy got to get out of here.
The draw was Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Right? Albert got out, and people paid attention to them when he was there.
Because you couldn't even get – okay, in my opinion, I'm like, if they're having a hard time selling Shohei, Mike, you got to get out. Like you were the great American hope for baseball in Anaheim. They couldn't sell it. They got the unicorn, to your point, of Shohei. They really couldn't sell it either. They couldn't put the team together. Now Shohei's over here as the face of baseball and doing everything he want to do. And you still just kind of pitter-pattering around in Anaheim.
But
like,
I'm
starting to feel bad for him.
We do feel bad for him for a couple reasons. One, he's stuck in Anaheim, but two, the injuries that he's incurred.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we still look at him and without hesitation and say that dude is still a Hall of Famer.
I mean, yeah. He submitted that part.
But
it's
that's
just
the part,
sad
though.
That you've done it with like not as many eyes as it should have been. Like he should have been a bigger star, in my opinion. And I felt like it was just people saying it and not really me seeing it, if that makes sense.
The commissioner came out and got him about that. They said he should have been promoting himself more. Manfred came out there a year or so ago.
But see, the problem with that is like you can't – that's my problem with MLB right now.
Yeah.
Because – do you want me to promote myself or do you want me to act like I've been here before? You can't sell both.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't sell.
Right.
So you can't blame Mike Trout for trying to be that baseball player and then saying, oh, no, you should have been this kind of baseball player.
Right.
Well, that's not what y'all were promoting me to be.
And how do you not get that kind of promotion in the second biggest market, as you just said?
Which tells you it's not really the second biggest market, but okay. Also, Ron Washington is in San Francisco.
Good for him.
With the Giants.
Good for him, man. Listen.
Hopefully we get to see him when the Giants come to play here. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Up next here, we are going to talk about a national championship game that is going on in a number of hours around here and how we got here. Also coming up, if you want to see what's flying through the air, like money opportunities-wise, go to Get Cast with Greg or 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. The fresh casting call is up. We're going to talk about that. And we are also going to replay Hannah Wills, her performance yesterday. She was the second young singer that participated in Sam and Greg's They Got Next. Going to replay that. And then remember, 9 o'clock hour, 45 minutes from now, there will be a change in how we do things around here. And we hope you stick around and listen. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One chance to get that in there because we won't have a chance after tomorrow playing. Mm-hmm. Next week will be obsolete, so there's no point in getting it on there. And we decided that we'd go with the classic and not Jennifer Hudson, whose version is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to go with Luther.
There's a Teddy Pendergrass version out there.
There's somewhere. One too.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Women tip it off this afternoon at 3:30. You got UCLA versus South Carolina. I was going to ask this question to Noelle earlier in the show because I was curious about a women's basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if she's got the time for it, and then we can do a deep dive into this. But I keep seeing her as she returns from injury, and I wanted to know where she was. She's in this commercial, the guy from Duke
Boozer.
Boozer. No. The one who's playing for Dallas right now. Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg.
This is one of the companies, shoe companies that, you know, they had their stars in a commercial.
Oh, so Cameron Brink.
Thank you. So what's up? She said, welcome, Noelle.
Good morning.
I keep seeing her. Happy Easter.
Yeah.
That's the kind of voice you want to hear on Easter Sunday, right?
And that happy. It's
great. I'm a big Brink fan. Yeah, they're New Balance. That's how.
Thank you. Okay.
That's how I figured out who
I was trying.
About.
I was trying
so
to not
said Cooper Flag and Shoe Company. I said, "Oh, Brink."
Okay, gotcha. You knew who I was talking about. But ever since she got signed by them, in the commercials, everybody else is doing. You got Ohtani in there. You got
all the big players.
Maxie's in there.
Yep.
They're doing things.
Kawhi.
I mean, it was simulation, but still. But she's barely moving, Cameron Brink. And this latest one, they got her kind of like doing a little. Is she anywhere near to returning? Because I don't understand why you don't see more of her in these commercials, or are they trying to hide it?
I don't know how many new ones they've shot, because I've only seen like a few of the revolving ones that they've done when she was healing from injury. But she's supposed to be back. And then I'm excited to see the duo with her and Rekia Jackson in L.A. this year. Yeah, she's supposed to be back. Because to me, when she got drafted, her and Angel were pretty much the same player. Just one with blonde ponytail swinging and the other one with a brunette ponytail swinging. They were pretty much the same player, shot blockers, not really offensive scorers yet. Angel's kind of surpassed her just with being on the court longer. But, I'm excited to see what Cameron Brink's return looks like. And I'm sure New Balance is as well.
Yeah, well, Sparks, you know. They got was Kelsey still there, right?
Yeah, Kelsey, Rekia, Brink. Yeah, they got a little squad.
They got a squad now. They got
do
squad.
Something with it. They can put it together. Hamby. I mean, well, these are the names we knew before this new CBA. We'll see what it looks like now. But
did you know that the original female co-host on 92.9 The Game when we launched was C.J. Simpson? And she went to the Sparks.
Hey, look at that.
She was here.
Yeah.
We launched.
Yeah.
I want to say Rick Hamlin, because Carl, I think me, Carl, Mike, we're some of the OGs, but she was on with Rick Hamlin and Cordell Stewart.
Okay.
Cordell.
Boy, I remember that combination.
Yeah, CJ and Rick Hamlin. Carl did afternoons, but yeah, I just remember her. And then I saw her. She's with the Hawks. I saw her at the Hawks. Well, it was last year or something. We were out there.
Oh, nice.
For an event. So anyway, it just made me think about that. While we have you here, Ms. Noel, this is your chance to give your thoughts on this championship game. If you want to just tease it, or you want to wait till maybe later on in the show and do it.
No, we can talk a little right now. If I would have made a bracket, especially on the women's side, it would have had South Carolina in this game. It probably would have had South Carolina holding the trophy, and I'm going to stick to it. I think LSU is going to give them the best shot that they can give. I think Lauren Betts will be a problem down low, but I think they're going to get the job done, and at least by 10, I think.
See, and you didn't have UConn there, because that's all I heard. This was UConn. Gino was back with this team. And,
yeah, so much talent.
What's the young woman's name?
A.Z. Fudd.
A.Z. Fudd.
Yeah.
Great story. Great story.
Sarah Strong, but they had Sarah Strong in a box. I said, is that Raven? Boxing Sarah Strong out? I mean, they was picking a pocket.
Yep.
They was boxing out. Sarah Strong didn't know what it looked like. That's why her jersey was ripped, because she was frustrated, Gino.
Yes, she was.
Nobody ripped her jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
She ripped it out of frustration, because they had her in a box. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous. They were switching off one of her three people. They were picking a pocket every which way.
Right.
I don't even know how she got 12 points. It was absolutely insane. And they're going to try to run something similar with Lauren Betts. It's gonna be fun to watch. I mean, Raven only put up 2 points. 2 points in that game. Got in foul trouble early. Didn't see Raven nearly as much as they wanted to. And they dust that dirt off them shoulders. And UConn just fell apart. UConn kind of just folded.
Arizona against Michigan.
It was like a deer in headlights. And I think that came from not really being battle tested on the way up. Like, it had just been such a smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you run into a buzzsaw in South Carolina. And they were just ready to pick their pocket. So I'm hoping that the same thing doesn't happen to South Carolina against UCLA, because I know UCLA watched that game.
And I was going, what, UCLA? I just didn't think about them because I don't follow the sport as much as others. But I was surprised UCLA ascended the way they did. How about
Is it because of the West Coast team? We don't think a West Coast team should be there. And
Hang on. Big Ten team. Well, that, so they've been tested.
That's a Big Ten conference. They're still tested, a West Coast team.
Yeah, I know. But
I mean, that's the thing. We them in Southern Cal, which, by the way, Juju Watkins comes back.
Yeah, she's coming back.
And they'll be in the mix. She's in some commercial spots, too.
Yeah.
Right now. So, but
if you see, that's what I was going to say, Sam. I think we're just, when it comes to the West Coast thing, I think we are just more laser focused on USC and Juju Watkins and what they got going on over there, that that UCLA kind of slid under the radar a little bit. But we looked up. I was like, oh.
Here's my thing, though. Do they get enough players out of that part of the country?
Yeah, because L.A. is like a big basketball, or California
is
like a big
basketball
scene.
And I still think y'all are missing what's going on here because, yes, perception in history dictates that the UCLA or the West Coast teams, the competition isn't as strong. But now that they're in the Big Ten, they don't like to travel, but they are playing Big Ten teams, so maybe that's what's made them a little more battle-tested than when it was – just the Pac-12 or Pac-10 or whatever.
I know you got to bring it back because you remember back when, you know, even before it became the NCAA championship, Southern Cal dominated this thing with Cheryl Miller.
Cheryl Miller and Cynthia Cooper.
It was nobody else in the country besides Cheryl.
And the McGee twins. You know, well, they're folks in the East Coast because they had to play Kim Mulkey. That's who on the other side was Louisiana Tech. That's who they ended up having to play before – women's basketball became before Tennessee took off and all the major schools started playing it, you know. So, yep, that's what was out there. So you've seen some success out west. I was just wondering, usually if you see a team that's winning out west, it's been Stanford.
Yeah. You
know, yeah, that's true, yeah.
The team that would be there,
speaking
right?
of Cameron Brink, yeah, Stanford.
Right.
So, I think UCLA was an interesting team to make the Final Four.
They
got a lot of imported players. I'm looking at the roster. You got players here from Sweden, New Zealand, Croatia.
Roll the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think them winding on that side of the bracket to where they didn't have to face a UConn or a South Carolina was also helpful.
Who got knocked out in their path that they would probably have gave them a credit? I don't have the –
That's a good question. Yeah, I would have to look.
But I'm sure that there was some. We can look at that in the men's too. There were some teams that were knocked out that that would have been a hurdle for them. But I want to get back to something that you said a minute ago, or talking about Cheryl Miller. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Easter Sunday morning. Does it begin and stop with her in women's basketball? And does she get her due? We spend all kinds of time arguing about who's the GOAT on the men's side and this and that. And when you think about her, for some people, she's the punchline for Reggie Miller jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Without acknowledging who she really was to the sport for the longest time and before cable was piping her games from coast to coast where everybody got a chance to see her. Does she get her due, do you think?
Probably not. And somebody closer to us, Teresa Elt, was kind of the same thing from University of Georgia. They predated the WNBA.
And that's the problem. Yeah. Right. I was going to say the same thing.
If they played professionally, they would play in another country. We saw, and the college game wasn't getting the kind of attention that it gets now.
Right.
We're watching this Women's Final Four. We watch it for good basketball, but we also get some good stories, some back stories, right?
Do.
You know, and
yeah.
we've gotten it for the last 4 or 5 years with this tournament. It's one thing to make us all pull up our seat and watch, right?
What's that phrase you say? Women's basketball has not turned you down.
It does not let me down. It's not let me down the last 3 or 4 years. And something breaks loose, man.
At all.
Right? But even though without the WNBA, where do you put Cheryl Miller as far as the pantheon of women's basketball players in this country?
Oh, for me, she's the top of the top. But I think the problem is you have to know basketball beyond 1996 is what I think me and Sam were saying.
Right.
Because, like, the difference between Cheryl Miller and Cynthia Cooper is that Cynthia Cooper got to play with the Houston Comets. But they played basketball together at USC.
Yep.
But at that time, Cheryl Miller was already coaching the W, not playing in the W. So it makes her visibility a little different. Like, if you know women's basketball, if you know basketball in the 80s or, you know the history of it, then, you're going to put Cheryl Miller on that list. But you may not know. Like, one of my favorite Living Singles episode is her showing up at Khadijah's office and goading her into a basketball game for some high school trophy that they played over.
right.
And she was, the Reggie Miller jokes that Greg is talking about that he says about she was that Cheryl.
Right.
On the show. Very braggadocious, very ego-driven.
That was
very,
your thing
can't
about
nobody
her.
Beat me.
She rubbed people the wrong way.
And that was the character she played on the show. She just rubbed Khadijah the wrong way when Khadijah said, let me put these knee pads on and these sneakers.
Yep.
I'm going to meet you at the gym.
But that's the DNA in all those athletes that are at the top. All remind you, I got here for a reason, you're not going to talk me down. Blah, 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 blah. By the way, was she at, did she bring home gold?
I believe so, yeah.
Was it the 84 when Jordan didn't want it? Because we're talking about her playing.
I would have to look. I believe it's 84. I think you're right, but I would have to look.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was on it.
Anyway, I just wondered, you know, does she get her due as we sit here on the eve of the
And most people may know more of her for her work on TV. Mm-hmm. Probably more than playing. We saw more of that after our Southern Cal days.
But Greg, before we move on, that's why me and Dom had decided for our WNBA podcast, we were going to open with some women's basketball history for every episode.
Okay.
Because that is something that we pinpointed that maybe people don't know a lot of these players past 2000. So, you know, maybe we can help them discover basketball beyond, you know, 1996. So that's one of the missions we have.
Okay. Well, I hope you achieve it.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you for the nice lead into the next segment, which is where we're going to talk about what's going on as far as the film industry, and you bringing up a Living Single episode.
Yay!
So let's stay with show business, and we're going to let you know about some of the stuff that's coming up for you if you want to get in front of the camera or you're looking for a job behind the camera. But also, when I'm done letting you know about where you can find some of this money, we are going to replay our young singer from yesterday. We are in season two of They Got Next, and we met Hannah Wills yesterday. Our father, Michael, joined us too, and she just turned it out. So this is what we're going to do moving forward. But we want to hear from those of you out there that have a 13-year-old or under in your world that you believe can sing. And what they are doing is they're trying to get the attention of the local sports teams here. We're trying to help some of our listeners maybe get a chance to sing in the national anthem at some of the sporting events here. So we're going to replay that coming up. And then the 9 o'clock hour, well, forget about it. We are just going to flip the script completely. Stay tuned to find out what's coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. The opening to one of the creepiest scenes in music and in movies. Michael Madsen dancing around in Reservoir Dogs, getting ready to take care of business, and they play this song. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Easter Sunday morning. I want to thank you guys again for letting us be a part of yours. This is a segment we talk about stuff related to show biz and play old Steelers wheel songs. If you guys go to 92.9thegame.com/castingcall or get cast with Greg, you will see the list, the current list of job opportunities for the in front of the camera and how to get in touch with the people who are posting help wanted needs behind the camera. It starts with Georgia.org. But for the week of April 6th, just a few, and this isn't nearly all of them. You're going to go to the casting director's social media pages, as I direct you to all the time, because they're posting. There'll be some this afternoon, maybe. There'll be some tomorrow morning. There'll be some Tuesday after, you know, whatever. So if you really want to get into this, and in some cases, take a little drive, but they're making it worth your while. Do I talk about that enough, Sam? So if we get a need for, say, like Jamie Cotrett is doing some jobs in Milledgeville, Macon, and Savannah.
Okay.
Will they give you a car bump, gas bump for that? You know,
will
so
they do that? You're driving your car.
You're driving your car, so, you know, and it could vary anywhere between $25, $50 for you. So that's all part of it. And again, we're not talking principles here. We're talking the extras. They're taking care of the extras. So if you have to drive a little bit, there will be some of these. Look for the gas bump. If they're asking you to drive like the first one, Comeback King, reaching out to the Asian community. They need Asian stand-ins. This is going to be filmed in Savannah. These scenes are going to be filmed in Savannah and Macon. There is gas bumps for those.
Okay.
Let me see.
They've got a lot of dates. A
lot of dates. A Greek stand. They need reaching out. Now, see, this one always, I'm not sure, because I could look at somebody with Greek heritage, and I could maybe see somebody of Italian heritage. Could be Latino heritage. That's one of those ethnicities that you're not really sure of. Having said that, there will be a need with one of these where they use that term, the term that's ever present in show business when they're reaching out and need to book somebody. What are you looking for this week? We're looking for somebody who is racially ambiguous. You see all the time in commercials.
Well, yeah, now, yeah.
Yeah, you see it. You're not sure where a beautiful person, male or female, even kids, but you don't know what box they check. on the Social Security thing. Right. You're just not sure. But that's what the industry does, and that's what they need. They just need what they need when they need it. Here is another one of those that Extras Casting Atlanta is doing, and I mentioned from time to time, they bring real life. They are always looking for real life, and there is a need for this untitled project for a leg amputee, looking for a male, any ethnicity, that is a single leg amputee, 18 years plus. So you'll see that under Extras Casting Atlanta. Set Life Casting is doing a project called Alpha. They need those of you who like to be a part of a pool party, maybe a councilman or a maid. So these jobs and more you will see up on the casting call. You got any questions about any of this stuff, how to submit yourself, how often they post them, anything, greg.clarksonaudacy.com. greg.clarksonaudacy.com. And yeah, that's how you can get in touch with me. And again, you can see the list up on GetCast with Greg and 929thegame.com/casting call. Also want to thank those of you, and I'm going to go over this really quickly and jump in. I ain't going to say nothing. But you watched Mr. Crenshaw on CBS Nightly. And I want to thank those of you who have stopped me and those of you who have yelled at me because you are fans of Beauty and Black. And you have watched the show and seen James the Butler on there. So thank
you. They have seen James the Butler.
Thank you, Tyler Perry. I got
me and Sam. There's no doubt.
Me and Sam got screamed at yesterday morning.
We were accosted.
So thank you, Vin. Now, having said that,
yes,
I just gave you my email address. And for those of you out there, until we have the sign-up sheet, reach out to me. If you have a 13-year-old or under in your world that can sing. And if you're just tuning in and don't know what's going on here, Sam and I started the second season of They Got Next. And that is, we started talking about it like this. We got a lot of professional, got a lot of college teams that not just listen, but we're partners with. Now, we're not going to make any official arrangement, but we know they listen to us along with the Monday through Friday shows. And then we started talking about the elements that make up some of these games. And one of the things that popped up was the national anthem. How do they find that person? I'm talking about schools where they bring the singing class
right
from such and such right middle right school.
Which they do that sometimes.
Yes, they do. But they grab individuals for the most part. Now, how do they get them? How do they find them? And so we thought we would throw our hat into the ring as an entity that would provide possibly a voice, many voices,
mm-hmm,
for the various games that are coming up. And listen, all you got to do is hit one. Because once if one of the team gets it, we want her too, or him too. So we just started doing this, and we're reaching out to young singers that can sing the national anthem. It's a song everybody knows, right? And, of course, the national anthem ties into everything that we do here. Right. So it's a perfect fit, perfect relationship. We started 2 weeks ago with a lovely young woman named Riley Miller. She knocked it out of the park, thanks to Wendy. And then Riley's buddy, who she is with at this studio that they perform at, she introduced us to Hannah, and Hannah came on yesterday, talked to her father, Michael, first, and listen, this is not a competition. If y'all want to make it a competition, cool, but we're looking for participants. We just want to give you a platform that you can shine on, and hopefully the teams are listening. They will reach out to us, and we will put you next to them. So again, greg.clarksonaudacy.com. That's how you get in touch with me. We'll get back to you. In the meantime, once again, from yesterday, for those of you who did not hear it, I'd like to introduce you, and here's my introduction, bringing on Hannah Wills. Participant number two in Sam and Greg's They Got Next for this fourth day of April. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Hannah Wills.
Oh, say can you early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yep.
You know, I didn't catch that little tale she did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, now.
Oh, she brought it. So congratulations to Hannah. Congratulations
fantastic.
To Riley.
Fantastic.
Just a great job. And that's what we're doing here, folks. Again, just we and the other thing Sam and I said, ain't nobody else doing this. I mean, they're doing, you know.
Doing different things, but we're doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, let's land on
and
this.
And that's the thing. You know, there are a lot of different events, occasions that are coming up. We're talking about our major league teams, but it could be some of our you know, minor league teams in the area, college teams.
Exactly.
You want someone to sing the national anthem before a game? Hey, we got some good candidates.
Yes, we do. And we're going to continue. So, again, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com, if you want to introduce us to the 13-year-old under In Your World. And if you're asking, why 13? Because we don't want no professionally trained high school students where they got music classes all over the place. We want to get them young, raw, and hear that special gift that their parents and God gave them. How do you like that? That
was yeah, man.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get into this 9 o'clock hour? We have something special coming up.
Something special.
Yes.
Something.
And give me a thumbs up, Noel, as our, see, again, I can't tease this. I just might as well just tell you what's going on here. You, unfortunately, or fortunately, mm-hmm. have some place you have to be with on this Easter Sunday. So you will be leaving us. I'm gonna miss you, Sam. I really am.
You'll be all right. You got Noel over you.
I got more than Noel. Yeah, so here's what we decided to do. I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to do something that we've done once before, and it happens all the time in show business. You see it on Chicago PD and Chicago Fire. There's always these cross promotions, these blended shows. They bring them together, and we've done this once before. But today seemed the perfect time to do it again, given you being gone and Noel being here. And I thought, let's turn this over and we will combine Sam and Greg with The Intersection. And so coming up here in just a little bit, Jason Longshore and Noel will take things over and I will be somewhat of a guest on their show. And they are going to do a version of what they do every Thursday night at 10 p.m. here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a unique combination. Yes, you think of Jason with Atlanta United, but now when he get with Noel. Yeah, no, they get together and they talk about all kinds of things. So if you haven't heard that show, they have, much like me and Sam, they have elements to that show that they do from throwing darts to other stuff. So we're going to do, like I said, a takeover. This is going to be an intersection takeover in about 8 minutes. I'll still be here. You have a wonderful rest of your Easter, Mr. Crenshaw.
You do as well.
And no telling what they are going to try to make me do or what's coming up. But Noel.
Hang in there. Hang in
there. Noel and Jason Longshore are going to take things over here in about 8 minutes for the rest of you. Just, again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.